Anger, mindfulness, and repression. Question. When I experience a situation where I feel angry and try to be mindful, I feel that I am repressing it by saying angry, and trying to investigate it. Afterwards, I feel frustrated. Am I doing something wrong in the practice? Am I catching the thought too late, or am I still not advanced enough? Answer. From what I've seen, the reason why people feel like they are repressing anything by acknowledging or noting is because strong emotions like anger are associated with a painful feeling. Anger will often create physical suffering like headaches, tension, and pain throughout the body. When you say to yourself, angry, the anger disappears in the mind, but you are still left with the unpleasant feelings, which are actually a result of the anger, not a result of mindfulness. Another example of this is when you are distracted, thinking about many things. When you finally realize you have been distracted and say thinking, or distracted, if you notice a headache from the brain activity, you might think, oh, being mindful causes headaches, but that is not the case. It is actually the excessive thinking that causes the headaches. It can also happen that when you say angry, you say it with anger or frustration. So instead of being mindful and having a wholesome state of mind, you are still biased and clinging to the experience. It can also happen that you do not have faith in the practice. So you note with doubt, you say angry, but you are not focusing with confidence on the experience. You might just say the words and hope something good happens like magic. Finally, it can also happen that you are practicing correctly, but your mind is not working correctly. You are doing everything right, but your mind is not cooperating, which means you try to be mindful and you cannot be mindful. You try to catch something and you catch it too late. You try to clearly see something and it is already gone. And as a result of these shortcomings, you get frustrated. The truth is that this sort of experience is a sign that you are seeing clearly, seeing impermanence, that even your own mind is unpredictable. Sometimes you can be mindful and sometimes you cannot. Seeing suffering as your mind is not the way you want it to be, and seeing non-self as you cannot control your own mind. Until you are familiar with these qualities of reality, you may be susceptible to reactions like frustration. Those reactions are the problem, not the inability to make your experience stable, satisfying, and controllable. Impermanence, suffering, and non-self is the unavoidable nature of reality, but we do not like reality. We cannot bear it. We cannot bear impermanence. We cannot bear suffering, and we cannot bear non-self. Even just watching your stomach rise and fall may lead to frustration. The experience might feel pleasant and peaceful at first, but when it changes, you think, what am I doing wrong? Then you try again and again to make the experience pleasant and peaceful, and you become frustrated thinking, I cannot do this. This is useless. But the truth is, you are doing it. The problem is not the experience of impermanence, suffering, and non-self. The problem is the frustration. When frustration arises in the mind, you must focus on the frustration, saying to yourself, frustrated. If you focus on it objectively, you will see that just like everything else, it disappears in its own time. Every time you get frustrated, it is a chance for you to build patience. And patience is an integral part of what we are trying to cultivate. Patience is associated with wisdom. True patience means just seeing things as they are and not getting upset about them when they come or go. Develop patience and the ability to see moment-to-moment experiences as they are. Your frustration about the meditation is stopping you from doing this. The frustration will hinder that ability to see the moment-to-moment experiences. Frustration will hinder it, desire will hinder it, all kinds of delusion will hinder it. All of our judgments about our practice will stop us from cultivating it. If people think the practice is not working for them, this is just wrong view and wrong thought. I have heard people tell me that they have been stuck in meditation for 5 or even 10 years. When someone feels like that they are stuck, the first thing for them to get rid of is this idea that they could possibly be stuck because there is no you and there is no stuck. There is only an experience, and it is amazing that people could waste 5 years thinking that they are stuck, when in fact, at any moment, you can become enlightened if you are clearly aware of the moment. All we are trying to do is cultivate that clear awareness, and frustration and any kind of judgment about your practice will stop you from doing that. You are seeing the truth. You are seeing impermanence, suffering, and non-self. It is the frustration that is the problem, which is coming from your inability to accept those very important aspects of reality. Once you can accept them and you can see that that is the truth of life and this is the path to enlightenment, you will see that Essamago Visuddhiya, this is the path to purification.